are you just as sentimental as many about yun nga, yung the colorful jeepney, yung may mga kabayo doon sa hood, and may mga, you know, the colorful signs, may mga pangal, mga nakasulat doon sa side, you know, there's a whole jeepney font, no, a jeepney style of art, no, sentimental din ba yung mga nasa sector mismo tungkol dito sa traditional jeepney?
Sobrang laki, Sir Howie, but it's not because of the arts and culture that a lot of commuters, you know, and heritage preservation advocates are advocating. It's because a lot of them has had their jeepney for their entire family life. So for example, Sir Howie, yung jeepney po ng tatay ko, may pangalan siya. Ang pangalan niya, pangalan ko, Razel Hyacinth, nakalabi doon. And he bought his jeepney, nakuha po namin yung jeepney niya, nilo namin siya on the day I was born. So birthday ko po yung jeepney, April 1, 1999. And we celebrate my birthday with that jeepney. And ever since, nakatali po yung kapalaran ko at yung jeepney sa isa't isa. Lahat po ng graduation ko, maniba nung college graduation, jeep po yung service namin. Whether na-experience po namin itaboy sa parking lot kasi jeep, tapos formal event. Pero lagi po yun, jeep yung service namin. And the only reason hindi siya nangyari ng 2019 is because na-phase out nga po siya. So, bawal siyang kahit private bumiyahe sa kalsada. So, there is a lot of sentimentality. And I think that's also the reason, Sir Howie, why there are jeepney drivers like my dad who were phased out, na instead na ibenta yung initial offer ng gobyerno na may scrappage fee na 80,000. That was way back in 2017, 80,000. My father, kahit na gipit kami ng baon sa utak, he would not sell the jeepney for a scrappage fee of 80,000. Inuwi niya po sa probinsya, nagmaneho siya mula Manila hanggang Bicol. Nandiyan po, kasama namin yung jeep ngayon, naghahakot ng nyog, naghahakot ng, ano, ng saging, ng kopra, yun yung ginagawa ng jeep. Kasi for him, that's his lifetime partner. Partner niya yun sa pagtaguyod ng pamilya. And that's true with many of our transport workers, especially po yung mga tubong probinsyang pumunta ng Manila.
So, sa delay, umaandar pa yung jeep na yan kasi sabi mo nga, it's as old as you are, no? So, it's an old vehicle, pero umaandar pa.
Correct, kasi po wala pong NMDA sa probinsya.
Oh, nasa sa inyo pa. Kahit mga bagong sasakyan, nagbe-breakdown, no? Hindi mo na magamit. Pero yung inyo, umaandar pa. And
hindi tamper, naghahakot ng bigas.
Oo. Okay. Interesting.
Po.
Siyempre, maganda rin yung pag may maintain ng tatay mo ng jeep na
yes.
Yan. For it to last that long.
Nagsiselos po yung nanay ko kasi parang feeling niya mas mahal yung jeep kaysa sa nanay ko. For kanya po yun, Sir Howie. And gusto ko pong i-emphasize, Sir Howie, yung tungkol sa probinsya kasi I think that's a lot of the resistance is also coming from. Madami po kasi, yung tatay ko nag-loan kami noong 1999 para po makabili ng jeep. It took us like 7 years to pay off that loan completely. But Sir Howie, madami po mga probinsyano ang binenta ang lupa nila sa probinsya para maka-afford ng jeepney when they move to Manila. So for them, sobrang laki ng sentimental value ng jeep na yun, and you can't just let, you know, phase it out just because. That's the reason why the resistance is so strong. And for the sake of my father, nung entire high school po kasi until third year college, yung tatay ko po nakatira sa jeep. Hindi po siya nagrenta ng apartment kasi sobrang gipit namin noon. Yung bayad ng apartment na irarenta niya, binibigay niya na lang po sa aming mag-iina. And he's not alone in the terminal na nakatira sa jeep na may duyan lang tapos doon nakalatag sa baba. Madami po sila. And many of them, Sir Howie, are provincianos na ang mga pamilya ay nasa probinsya.